This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, May 21st. Well, cattle markets yesterday started out firm, not a runaway to the upside, but they were stronger, but couldn't hang on to those gains as live cattle backed away, just kind of a steady drop as we worked our way lower. August live cattle were down 50, but the front month June was up 42, so we definitely had some bull spread type of activity going on in live cattle. On feeders, August feeders were down $1.37 in a reversal down after putting in a new high for this move. So maybe showing some cracks in the feeder cattle market. Live cattle got up to some old swing lows and then they backed away as well. So we could be running out of gas on live cattle. It certainly is the time of year that you'd be looking for the markets to start drifting lower. Feeder cattle futures don't quite have the same look as live cattle. They did not take out the recent swing high from a couple weeks ago. They're still a good, you know, $5 to $7 away from that same breakout level as a live cattle. But I think that if live cattle are done on the upside, likely so are feeders. And it sure looks like the corn market wants to start pushing higher as well. The wheat market is pulling corn higher, but corn is also looking at its own fundamentals with a lot of rain coming through the Midwest that's going to stop the planters, and it's going to push the planting season past that May 25th, sort of a soft deadline for the Western Midwest when crop insurance starts to decline. So there is some chatter that we're going to lose up to 1 million acres of corn, either to prevent plant or switching over to soybeans. And I think if the corn market continues to ratchet higher, the feeder cattle market will struggle, especially if live cattle aren't moving higher. The feeders would have little chance of moving higher as well. It's just that time of year when whatever you're going to place on grass has pretty much been done, and you tend to see your summer months be softer for the cattle market. In the cash trade, we saw the cleanup business on the Fed trade around 189, so that would have bumped us up a couple dollars from where we were trading on Friday. So that would be up three from the previous week. On the dress trade, averaging around 299, which was down one from Friday's average of 300 even, but still up four for the week. Box beef values were mixed for the first time in 6 days. We saw the choice being down 75 cents at 313. But Select was up for the sixth day in a row, up $1.95 at $2.99. The spread lost at $2.70. We're sitting at $13.35. Movement was 117 loads. So that was a pretty solid day for movement for a Monday. Usually we're around 70 to 80 loads. So for the second week in a row, we're seeing some very good movement on Monday. So we'll see what we get today. But last week, Monday and Tuesday were really strong, then the rest of the week was quite weak for box beef volume. Slaughter rate yesterday, 120,000 head. That is 4,000 more than the previous week and down 5,000 from a year ago. On the cash feeders for Friday, which includes a direct trade, only 5,900 head trading. So we're seeing the volume of cash feeders really drop off here over this last week or two. And that kind of, again, is in line with your typical pattern for this time of year. But average price at $247.51 was down about a half a dollar from Thursday's average. The 7 day average took a big jump up $3.83. We're sitting at $246.87. So we got the cash trade hanging in there. But again, the volume is dropping off, and I think it's just part of that typical seasonal summer pattern. So the market, from a futures perspective, showing some signs of, you know, struggling to hang on to gains. It's not a wipeout. You know, we didn't get any sweeping reversal down, but it does appear that the market is kind of slowing down this upward momentum. Now, corn is down just a couple cents on the night session, so we're not getting much follow through to the upside. But wheat, the wheat crop in Russia is in big trouble. That's stretching over into the broader Black Sea region as well. And that's what's driving the wheat market. And if it continues to push higher, then corn will be drug along with that. And that would add some pressure to the feeder cattle market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.